Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, it would come on automatically where I wouldn't have to go through.
So I need to do that anyway.
It was just a real big thing. Give me about 10 minutes and I'll be free until my other.
I heard that, I'm gonna take 20 now.
We need to make a motion.
I was gonna walk out.
Do we need to make a motion or anything?
No, we're just coming out of recess.
All right, we're gonna come out of recess for our MoDOT update.
Good morning. We got a little bit of everything going on. Obviously, it's the busy season for us as far as on our maintenance side. I actually was behind a mower on Route F this morning and had a lot of slow traffic falling behind them. So just want to remind everybody that this is the time of year where they're going to have a lot of operations going on along the sides of the road and possibly patching in the road. So just want everybody to be aware that work zones are out there and just be cautious. Not in our district, but in another district, last week we had a worker hit in a work zone. The last report I had was that he'd had 3 separate surgeries and was probably going to have to go back for a 4th. So, and we had a worker killed the year before. So, work zones are a dangerous place, and I just want to remind everybody that nobody wants to be involved in that. So, like I said, a lot of mowing going on, patching, that type of maintenance work on our side. On the construction side, obviously we're pretty busy down in the Taney County area. We've got the 2 separate bridge projects going on, the one out here at Bull Shoals. I went out to look at it this morning. Looks like we're getting awfully close to probably making a deck pour. They're tying rebar. Obviously have been tying rebar for a while because that's a very large deck. But it looks like we're getting pretty close to having that complete, and so I would expect they're probably going to be pouring concrete in the next week or two. I don't know how many pours it'll take to do that deck, but it'll be interesting. I haven't heard anything else on a date for when they're going to make their connection. Should be, with the rate they're moving at right now, I would think sometime in August is what I was told, you know, like a month ago, and it looks like they're pretty much still on track, just haven't been given a date yet. We will definitely share that with the public, you know, sooner rather than later, when we get closer.
They're still talking about not closing on election day. I know you'd sent that email for me.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah. We can definitely work on that.
You guys are so great. Thank you.
But I haven't heard a firm date yet. I think that with our initial public meeting that we have with the contractor, I think we may have scared him. I think he's afraid to commit to anything until he gets a little closer. But that's that project. On the 3 bridges that we have going on in eastern Taney County on 76, we're working on the 2nd bridge. Kentucky Bridge obviously is done. We're working on the Brown Branch, the Beaver Creek Bridge there. That they were supposed to be setting beams on last week, so we're getting closer to completion. I think the completion date that was agreed to in the contract was the end of June, and I don't see any reason why they wouldn't make that unless we had some type of catastrophic flood or something that keeps them out of there. But they look like they're on track to have that done before the end of June, and then that will move them to Caney Creek. Caney Creek will allow them to put in a temporary bypass. The current bridge they're working on right now, we couldn't put in a temporary bypass just because of the geography out there around the bridge. But we will get a bypass in on Caney Creek. So I know the locals have been pretty upset about detours and things, so I think that'll help a little bit there. We do, outside of your county, but just to the north of you, we do have the bridge on 125 north of Bradleyville closed right now. And so that causes some concerns because we've got 76 closed and we've got 125 closed, and so people are having to take lettered routes to get around, and the lettered routes aren't the nicest roads as far as, you know, curves and hills, so the sooner we can get out of there, the better. As far as overlays, the only other projects we've got going on are some overlays. We have O done. Y has basically been completed but needs to be striped. I'm going to drive it today and take a look at it. And then T, I don't know if they've started on T yet or not.
On why the edges, they're going to come do something with that, aren't they?
Have they not rolled the edge back up yet? Okay, I'll take a look. I'm pretty sure my notes from last week said that they were going to do that, and it could be the rains and stuff that just kept them from being able to get in there and get that done.
We had somebody that said that they want to get some of that dirt along the edges, and I said, no, the highway department's going to be using that.
Yeah, we'll be using dirt, and then there's also some gravel that they put back in if there's not enough dirt. So. But if they haven't done that yet, then yes, that needs to be done. And then once that's complete, we actually stripe these smaller overlays. We stripe with our own striping crews. And so we wait usually a week or two to try to get the film off of the new asphalt before we stripe, because otherwise the stripe doesn't hold very well at all. So
it's really nice to drive on.
Yeah, it looks nice. I haven't driven it yet, but I'm going to right after the meeting. But just looking at it, it looked like it had gone well. So those are the construction projects that are active in the area. We also have a major, the second of three phases of the rebuild of the Highway 65 paving up in Springfield that will be north of the interstate this time. It'll impact the interchange right there at I-44 and 65. So obviously we'll have a lot of signing and a lot of press releases out on that. That's supposed to happen after the 4th of July. So. Not obviously in the area, but it does obviously impact tourism and the way people get down here. So we'll make sure that we've got plenty of notice out to everybody to give them good detour routes. So seemed to work really well last time. Contractor actually got done in fewer days than what we had allowed. So hopefully they'll have the same here. I haven't read what the actual impact was supposed to be, but I'm estimating that the last time was like 6 weeks, so I'm assuming it's going to be something similar, though we do have a bridge involved, so I'm not sure the actual approach they're using to replace the bridge and detour traffic around that. So it may be impact for more like 2 or 3 months. So I'll get you guys more information on that the next time, because that'll be coming up pretty quick. Let's see. I think that's about it for construction this summer. We do have a project coming up on I-44, but it'll be more towards between like Joplin and Mount Vernon. So, but if you're on the interstate, you might just keep that in mind, because that'll be starting up in probably about mid-June. So that's it as far as construction goes. I did want to let you know that we are doing some maintenance work on the Long Creek Bridge. And our bridge engineer has told us that, you know, we've been doing maintenance on this deck, the driving surface, for several years now. We've done some testing. We know that we've got lots of places that have basically become delaminated from the rebar. And so we're going to have concrete that we're going to have to keep replacing. And he's concerned. And so we're going to go ahead and try to get that bridge onto our 5-year construction plan. And it's not on there yet, so we're probably like 6 years out unless we decide to accelerate it. But that is a major bridge. We're talking somewhere over $35 million to replace that bridge. It is narrow enough that I don't believe we can do what we did like in Kimberly City and Shell Knob. We'll be looking at something more like, you know, what we're having to do here at Bull Shoals. No decisions have been made yet on how we'll approach that. Literally, it's just, hey, we need to start thinking about getting this into the 5-year plan. So that's as far as we've gotten. But our district engineer wanted to make sure that I let everyone know in the area that will be coming up, and that will be a major expense and could very well impact other projects and delay other projects in order for us to be able to get that bridge repaired. So. That's the major expense. On the political side, we did get a note last week that it looks like a 10-cent gas tax proposal will go to a vote of the people in November. So we'll see. The current proposal would be 2.5 cents, an increase of 2.5 cents every year for 4 years until it became a 10-cent increase. And it would be aimed towards financing the Highway Patrol, who actually shares in the Highway Trust Fund right now. So their funding comes out of the Highway Trust Fund. So it would be aimed at basically funding them separately, but it would be with the gas tax, so very similar to what we do now. That would also involve the same percentages as is now, which is about, I believe, 10% going to the county. So 15% to all cities and 10%, roughly 10% going to counties. So the number I saw based on the current gas sales would be, I believe it would be about $288 million going to the Highway Patrol and about $123 million, I believe, was the estimate going to cities and counties per year. So a little update on that. I have not gotten an update on Commissioner Wyatt's question regarding the BRO funds. We were supposed to hopefully get something. I was hoping to get something by the end of April, but apparently they're still negotiating with Federal Highway over the use of BRO funds on county bridges for low water crossings. Traditionally, we have allowed the use of BRO funds to replace low water crossings, and we have also allowed the replacement of low water crossings by the counties with their own funds to be used as credit for soft match money, which is the credit that counties get whenever they replace a bridge on their own, and then they can use that credit to match the federal funds whenever they choose to use the federal funds on the new bridge. We have always allowed that, but technically I guess it is not called out in the federal statutes as a allowed practice, and so with the, I guess it's the change in administration, but we were told about a year and a half ago that we will no longer be allowed to have low water crossings replaced with the BRO funds and allow credit. So we're still going back and forth trying to get that worked out.
When you say change administration, what administration are we referring to?
Federal.
Then federal is who we need to speak with then.
I would think so, yeah. I haven't heard how the final, like I said, I know we were working towards the final agreement. I'm hoping that that will be favorable towards our counties, but I haven't heard yet. So,
okay.
But it's one of those things that I think it's just a change in interpretation of the statutes, and we really didn't get any notice that it was going to happen. So a lot of our counties, like Webster County, builds a lot of bridges on their own. I know you guys do too. Then they put in for that soft match credit for future use and for also with trading with other counties. And so they had like five or six bridges that they had collected and turned in, and they were almost all low water crossing replacements, and we can't give them any credit right now because we're not allowed to do that. So
our customers at Road and Bridge has made their arrangements on finishing Game of Hill to have it and been playing on it for probably a number of years.
Yeah, and that, believe me, that has been our argument.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there's going to be a change in rules, maybe we can at least get a, you know, I don't know what we're working towards, but I'm hoping that we're at least working towards a grandfathering in of any existing projects and anything that was already put in for credit, so at the very least. So.
And with all the floods we're having, it is totally blocking some people from even getting out of their homes in this area.
The program was originally set up, it was never set up to build new bridges. Like, you know, if a county chose to build a new road and had a bridge in it, it was never intended for that. It was always intended to help counties pay for replacement and rehabilitation. And, you know, the interpretation within at least our state was, well, if you already had a low water crossing, that's an acknowledgement that you needed a way to get across that water. So if you come in and you upgrade it to a better facility, then you know, that should be part of the system, but it wasn't specifically called out, so.
Thank you for your help on it.
Yeah.
Any help that you can give, we appreciate.
Okay.
Another thing we've been asked about is the roundabout. When they finish, at what stage will they start that down here? When they finish the bridge, 76 across Bull Shoals?
I'll be honest, I'm not sure what their staging plans are.
Okay.
I will get some more information for you. Because I know they're pretty obvious right now that they're very focused on getting that bridge to a certain stage, get that deck poured. It may be once they have the deck poured and they've got something to tie in that earthwork and pavement work will start on the rest, would be my guess. But I'll check and